This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hi, Leanne. You've been traveling again.
Once again, yeah. I got to spend 2 days in Nashville, Tennessee. I had been there once a long, long time ago, and what a fun city that is. It's not known as Music City for nothing, you know, so it was a lot of fun to be there, and you've got a lot of fans, and all of them heard the challenge you gave last week, and no one I spoke to had the answer because it was very hard. Why don't you remind us what it was?
Yes, I asked, what is the longest familiar phrase, title, or name you can think of in which the only consonants are N and T? N is in Nancy, T is in Thomas. And I said, my answer has 18 letters, so try to think of an answer 18 letters or longer.
Now, what was your answer?
Well, I'll tell you, my answer was the year 1999, which has 18 letters. I also liked Antoine et Antoinette, which is an old French movie, has 19 letters. My favorite answer probably is the decade 1990 to 1999, mm-hmm. which has a whopping 34 letters.
Well, we didn't get a lot of entries this week, just under 300. And out of those, our randomly chosen winner is William Buckman of Los Angeles, California. William, hi, how are you?
Hello.
What are you doing? Yeah, what do you do in Los Angeles?
I'm retired. I've been retired for about 20 years now.
Okay, what did you used to do?
I was an engineer at Hughes Aircraft, which no longer exists.
Mm-hmm. Have you been playing our puzzle a long time?
Oh, yes, a long time. I'd say I probably get at least 50% of the answers.
Oh, good for you. Well, are you ready to play today?
Yes.
All right. Please, Will, meet William. Two Wills against one Leanne. Let's play.
All right, William, every answer today is the name of a Walt Disney movie, so see if you can get the titles from their anagrams. For example, if I said Iconic Hop, you would say Pinocchio. Number one is Torn, T-O-R-N.
Wow.
It's a 1982 movie.
That's not my strong suit at all.
It's being revived now.
Go ahead, Leanne.
It's Tron, right?
Tron, yeah, the sci-fi movie.
Oh, Tron, okay.
All right, here's number two. As If a Tan, A-S-I-F-A-T-A-N, and it's a 1940 Disney movie.
Do you remember the one where Mickey Mouse puts on a wizard's robe and begins to get all those brooms and water buckets to move?
That one with music.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, if you rearrange all these letters, I think you'll come up with the word Fantasia.
Fantasia, good. All right, try this one. Idle Lancer, I-D-L-E-L-A-N-C-E-R.
Uh-huh.
It's an animated film from 1950, and it's also the name of a fairy tale.
Hmm. Involving glass slippers, perhaps?
Yes.
Oh, that's got to be something like Cinderella.
You got
Cinderella,
it, Cinderella.
Something like Cinderella. Good. Try this one. A Nacho Spot. That's A-N-A-C-H-O-S-P-O-T. Again, it's a solid word. A movie from animated film from 1995.
Ooh.
Oh, Pocahontas.
Good
Pocahontas,
for you.
Good. Here's your next one. Auto Tallier, A-U-T-O-T-A-L-L-I-E-R.
Tallier.
Yeah, now, you may not remember this movie. It's 2007. It's animated. But it is a familiar word. It's for a kind of soup. Specifically, a French kind of soup.
Well, you know, there are some of the same letters, actually. You make it with eggplant and tomato and pepper and... Doesn't ring a bell?
No.
Ratatouille.
Ratatouille. Good,
oh,
good one,
okay.
Leah.
Yeah.
How about this one? A Pony Primps. That's A-P-O-N-Y P-R-I-M-P-S. It's from 1964. Oh, it's two-word answer, 4-7. And it's the name of the leading female character in the movie.
Oh. I bet a spoonful of sugar might make this one easier to solve.
The name escapes me. I can almost see the advertising, though.
It was Mary Poppins.
Okay, Mary Poppins, yes.
Yeah,
great. Mary Poppins, good. All right, got one more for you, and it's the shortest one. It's P-U. It's what you say when something stinks, P-U. It's a two-letter answer.
Up?
Yeah.
Up, yes, from, that was last year, wasn't it?
Yep, it certainly was.
I love that movie.
Never heard of it.
It is. Well, you did quite well for someone who doesn't know Walt Disney movies. And to tell you what you'll get for playing the puzzle today, we have a musician who will appear elsewhere in the program. His name is Claude Hay.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the Scrabble Deluxe edition from Parker Brothers. The book series Will Shorts presents Ken Ken, volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press, one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master's decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books, and a CD compilation of NPR's Sunday Puzzles.
Well, there you go, William. You have a lot of things you can practice your puzzle solving.
Okay.
Okay. Tell us what member station you listen to.
I'm a subscriber to KPCC.
Excellent. And I do like that word, subscriber. William Buckman from Los Angeles, thanks so much for playing the puzzle with us today.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
And Will.
And
thanks.
Will, what's the challenge for next week?
Yes, it comes from listener Ray Hamill of Madison, Wisconsin. What two world capitals can be found by rearranging the letters in the phrase serial number? That's SERIALNUMBER. So what two world capitals can be found by rearranging the letters in the phrase serial number?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. And because of the holiday, our deadline this week is Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner. And you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Will, happy Thanksgiving, and thanks a lot.
Happy Thanksgiving, Leanne.